אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appointed Naftali Bennett Minister of Defense in his caretaker government on Friday. Likud said that the two met at the Prime Minister's office and that Netanyahu proposed to Bennett that he take up the post, which Bennett accepted. The appointment will be brought to the government for approval at its upcoming plenum. The appointment is temporary and will be rescinded if a solution is found for the current political crisis in which no party is able to form a government. Bennett's partner in the leadership of the New Right, Ayelet Shaked, will not be given a ministerial position in the transition government. Only if a new government is formed with Netanyahu at its head is she likely to get an appointment. Netanyahu and Bennett also agreed that the Likud and New Right parties will immediately form a joint faction in the current Knesset and commit to act together as a joint faction throughout the Knesset. The two parties may also run together in the next elections. Kahol Levan officials strongly criticized the decision to appoint Bennett to defense minister, labeling it inappropriate. They said that instead of promoting the government that the people have chosen and want, Netanyahu continues to fortify himself in his immunity block. Appointing an apprentice to the post of defense minister is an inappropriate act for the most sensitive system in the state and for the state of Israel. Kahol Levan went on to say that the country deserves a prime minister who puts Israel first and that they will continue to strive for a government in general and a unity government in particular. With little chance of Kahol Levan being able to form a government, Shas chairman Interior Minister Aryeh Deri on Monday raised the idea of a direct public vote for prime minister in order to prevent a third full election. Prime Minister Netanyahu, however, rejected the idea out of hand and Likud issued a statement to that effect. Regional Cooperation Minister Tzachi Hanegbi said at a cultural event in the Drom HaSharon Regional Council yesterday that the appointment of the new Defence Minister Naftali Bennett was aimed at preventing the disintegration of the bloc. Hanegbi was referring to the bloc of 55 lawmakers Likud formed with the ultra-Orthodox and national religious factions following the September the 17th elections. The parties agreed to present a united front in coalition talks and only enter a government together. Today marks 25 years since Israel's historic 1994 peace treaty with Jordan, which allowed Israeli farmers to lease two sites along their common border. The deal ends today. And although the land's tenants say that nobody has told them what happens next, hundreds of Israelis visited Naharaim yesterday for farewell tours, with demand so great that a new tour was organized every hour. Idan Greenbaum, head of the Israeli Regional Council for the Jordan Valley, said Jordanian officials have informed him that as of today, the Naharaim site will be out of bounds. Israeli officials confirmed that the site will return to Jordan, but have said nothing directly to the farmers. Hiba Al-Labadi, 32, and 29-year-old Abdelrahman Meir, two Jordanian citizens detained in Israel since August on suspicion of contact with a foreign agent, were released on Wednesday morning, bringing an end to a saga that has strained already tense ties between Jerusalem and Amman. The two were swiftly returned to Jordan on their release. Al-Labadi had been held at Neve Tirza Women's Prison in central Israel and Meir at Ofer Prison in the West Bank. Jordanian Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi announced their imminent release on Monday, the same day as National Security Advisor Meir Ben Shabbat visited Jordan to confirm they were to be freed and to finalize security arrangements. Jordan is returning its ambassador to Israel, Hassan Majali, following the release, after he was recalled by Amman in protest at their detentions. Israel praised the decision to return Majali, calling its ties with Jordan a cornerstone of regional stability. The two Jordanians were arrested separately at Allenby Crossing as they sought to visit family in the West Bank. Labadi, who holds a Palestinian ID card, is suspected of being in contact with a foreign agent and of supporting terrorist activity. In violation of a court-imposed gag order, Justice Minister Amir Ohana on Wednesday took to the podium in the Knesset plenum and accused police investigators of pressuring a key suspect in one of the criminal cases against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Ohana alleged that police had threatened Nir Hefetz, a key state's witness, in corruption probes against the Prime Minister, with hints that they had evidence of an extramarital affair in order to get him to cooperate. Ilan Sofer, a lawyer for Hefetz, who is a former media advisor for Netanyahu, said he would ask Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit to open a criminal investigation into Ohana and into Yair Netanyahu, who tweeted the speech within minutes, for breaking the gag order. Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit issued an unprecedented rebuke of a serving justice minister on Wednesday, saying Amir Ohana's claim that investigators in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's corruption probes extorted a key witness was an attempt to mislead the public for the Likud leader's political benefit. Mandelblit, in a joint statement with State Prosecutor Shai Nitzan, vowed not to get dragged into litigating Netanyahu's corruption investigation in public, as the Premier's political allies were trying to force him to do. The comments highlight the growing animosity between Netanyahu's Likud and the state prosecutors. The state has presented the High Court with a request from Prime Minister Netanyahu to postpone a hearing on a petition to evacuate a West Bank village built without permits. The petition was made by pro-settlement NGO Regavim. The state is seeking to delay the hearing on the village of Khan al-Ama until March 2020 on the grounds that there has been no government since a previous request for a postponement was made in June. The Bedouin Jalin tribe that lives in the village is originally from the Arad area. They settled in the area in the 1950s when the land was still under Jordanian rule after their historical site was declared off limits to them. Today, the village is close to the West Bank settlement of Maale Adumim and comprises 180 residents living in tents and shacks, along with an Italian-funded school. In September 2018, the Supreme Court rejected an appeal by the residents of the village to stop the planned demolition. The court decision approved demolitions of the village and relocation of its residents to an alternative community close to the Palestinian town of Anata, some 600 metres away. But residents say the settlement is not appropriate for them. Nadav Agerman, the head of the Shin Bet, Israel's domestic security and counterintelligence service, revealed on Thursday that his organization had thwarted over 450 significant terror attacks in the previous year. Agerman credited these successes to specialized technologies used by the service, its cooperation with other Israeli security forces, and its synergy with counterparts around the world. And Cyprus announced on Thursday that it had signed its first natural gas exploitation deal worth $9.3 billion with a consortium comprised of industry giant Shell, US-based Noble, and Israel's Delek. The 25-year license is for the Aphrodite gas field, the first to be discovered off Cyprus. It is estimated to contain over 113 billion cubic meters of gas. This is Peter Jones-Pellach, reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.